Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Bare minimum, this is how you get a massive war with hundreds of thousands of dead Western and Russian troops. And so this is the very scenario, scenario number two, that most international and intelligence agency war games and Defense Department war games show will trigger nuclear war. Number one is Pakistan and India. Number two is the Ukrainian situation called the NATO-Ukraine-Russia war scenario that kills a billion people on the low end. And then the third scenario is the South China Sea-Taiwan-Hong Kong crisis being kicked off there that could happen between Vietnam and the Philippines against China. Anything could kick it off. We already see skirmishes going on overall. These drilling rigs in the South China Sea and other areas, the artificial islands the Chinese are building. So that's where the world is right now. That's the reality. So when you see leftists calling for war, and when you see right-wingers calling for war and all this idiocy, you know the old saying, World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons. World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham suggesting the Russian people get rid of him.
You need to take this guy out by any means possible.
Putin is trying to bake the trap so that we go in, and that's could be the beginning of World War III. Putin totally irresponsible using weapons that are not allowed under the Geneva Convention. Putin, who threatens uses chemical weapons, nuclear, and the rest. Myself, when I see that those tanks, that 40 miles of tanks, I'd like to take out those tanks. I mean, I think that we're covered. Then having more planes might be useful, but that I'm not a military strategist.
And Russia now announcing they're likely to ban exports of wheat and oats and buckwheat and other grains all the way through June 30th. And that's on top of course, Ukraine banning the exports of all those grains and Hungary banning exports of wheat. Why is this happening? Because these countries know that there's a global shortage and that they have to protect their domestic supply. Now, China was very smart about this strategically. They bought up grain supplies around the world over the last, let's say, 8 months or so. They're sitting on about 18 months of wheat right now. But the United States does not have really a strategic grain supply. We're going to be facing severe shortages and price inflation in the grocery stores, hitting the U.S. in the second half of this year, accelerating from about August all the way through the end of the year. But I think what we're going to see in the United States is that the prices will get so high on not only grains, but then meat and dairy and eggs, because all of those products come from animals that are fed the grains. So most of the grains in the world are actually grown to feed animals, not to feed people. So we're going to see huge increases in meat prices beyond what we've seen already. So flash mobs are going to start looting grocery stores in huge numbers and stealing the meat primarily. But just the food rationing, they will have to implement food rationing passports, which is a mark of the beast system to verify your identity. It might be a face scan, an iris scan, a thumbprint scan, or maybe just your mobile phone that's tied to your identity. There's going to be more stimulus money handed out and the money to buy groceries. There are going to be at least 10 million more Americans put on food stamps. Eventually, maybe in 23 or 24, they'll say that if you want to buy food under the food rationing system, you must use the central bank digital dollar control system. And that's how they're going to starve people into the mark of the beast, Federal Reserve crypto system controlled by the government.
So they're going to say we're terrorists and we're Russian sympathizers. Okay? So this is all a way to internationally take over, create a global crisis on the heels of the police state already set up under COVID-19, and now just roll that in to outline their opposition. So this is banking, technocratic, fifth, sixth generational warfare economic against the people. It's called the Great Reset. Build back better.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, this wartime broadcast brought to you live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in momentarily for Alex Jones. He is in the building. He's taking care of some legal stuff right now, but he will be taking over just as soon as possible. But for now, let me give you a little outlook as to how close we are to nuclear annihilation, how close to the precipice we are before taking that plunge off the cliff that will destroy all of humanity. It's not looking good, folks. Before I do that, let me tell you, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're wearing green. If not, I hope you get pinched. Okay, now's the time for celebrating the glorious work of one of the most powerful evangelists that Christianity ever saw. And it's worth taking a quick moment to tell you the story of St. Patrick, because it's a great source of inspiration for what we're doing here in the InfoWar. St. Patrick was from Britain. He was a part of a Romanized British family. His father was a deacon in the church, but as a young man, he was captured and taken to Ireland, which was at the time completely pagan, where he was kept as a slave, and he was abused as a slave, and he lived a life as a slave until he got a vision from God that told him, your boat's here, your ride is waiting, it's time for you to escape. And trusting his vision, he went to the coast and found a ship waiting there, took him to England, where, again, his troubles were not over. He was captured multiple times. He eventually made it back to his family. And now think about this. Put yourself in the mindset of a freed slave who's escaped bondage in Ireland, has escaped the pagans. You've made it out. You live in a comfortable life with your family now. What would compel somebody to give up that life, go back into the land where he was enslaved, not to extract retribution, not to enact some revenge fantasy on the people who abused him, but to gift those people with the truth, to tell them the gospel, to convert them to Christianity, to perform miracles for them, and to better their life. Well, St. Patrick was that man, and his writings have had unbelievable positive effects the world over. And he almost single-handedly converted the entire country of Ireland to Christianity. Now, that's an info warrior, folks. That's a single man with nothing but the words that he uses and the truth that he's expressing, changing the destiny of an entire nation and, in a way, the entire world. It's a man who is freed from bondage and yet doesn't hate those who enslaved him, but did help to bring about the abolition of that entire institution in that country, to change the way that they lived in a way that there were no slaves anymore. He freed all of the slaves by doing that. Of course, he drove out the snakes as well, and a number of other legendary figures. And of course, he's known as sort of a Catholic saint because of the Catholic nature and attitude of Ireland. But this was before the schism. I mean, this was back when it was a single unified church. And it's just an incredible story. And it's not some time for you to, you know, put on a green top hat and go get blackout drunk in some party. I mean, it is that too. nobody's saying don't have fun. But there's a reason that we celebrate these certain holidays. There's a reason that there are certain people in history that we extol and celebrate above others. And again, it's not because they were funny little leprechauns. It's because they went up against the grain. They did something that seemed unbelievable, was certainly inadvisable, and yet they succeeded because they had the truth and God on their side. And the effects that they've had on the world have been unbelievably positive. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And hopefully we can take inspiration from that legendary figure as we engage in our own info war and try to free our own persecutors from the slavery that they themselves are trapped in and impose on others. And somebody needs to point this stuff out. Somebody needs to celebrate what the church is supposed to be teaching, because I'll tell you, somebody who's not doing that, a little man named Pope Francis. The story can be found at Infowars.com. Pope Francis warns, final catastrophe could extinguish human race. I suggest Pope Francis ask himself a question. Is that what the Bible says? That's not really what the Bible says, is it? No, the Bible actually promises us to avoid this type of fate. But maybe he's not so worried about putting forward Christianity as he is about putting forward the Great Reset, New World Order control paradigm that he seems so eager to participate in. Pope Francis warns that the escalation of the conflict in Ukraine could lead to a final catastrophe that would extinguish the human race. Speaking during his weekly address, the Pope said humanity would have to start from scratch in the event of a thermonuclear war, saying, quote, our imagination appears increasingly concentrated on the representation of a final catastrophe that will extinguish us. And whether it's climate change or the death of democracy or the conflict in Ukraine, everything in the mainstream media has to be portrayed as an existential crisis, because it's not about presenting you with the facts and the truth of the situation so you can come to an informed decision into how you want your political representatives to behave and face the challenges that we're up against. They have to force you into an emotional do or die, this is it, the walls are crumbling down, panic mode, so you override your logic center and you're willing to do things and willing to allow things that you would never be willing to do or allow in a more stable state of mind. So, of course, everything has to be a total catastrophe. Of course, climate change isn't something that's happening that we can take measures to mitigate while at the same time focusing on environmental concerns, such as not putting in plastics into the food and water, not using things like atrazine to poison our very food supply. Like, there are things that we could be doing. We could be treating the climate and ecology in a reasonable way, but they don't want that. No, they want you to have a tracker on your phone that determines how much carbon you're taking and how much carbon you're worth. They want you not to be able to drive a car anymore, and certainly not be able to fill your car up with gas. See, they have their own agenda that they want to pursue, and you probably wouldn't be into that agenda, unless, of course, they frame it as, well, you just want everybody to die if you go against us. So this is, now it's an existential crisis. Now we're panicking. Now we're imposing this mental illness on children and young people by telling them it's your fault. The world is dying and it's your fault. It's all your fault. And it's because you're alive. It's because you exist. It's because you have children. You are killing the earth, and you have to take any measures and go to any extremity to prevent what you have caused, forcing you into this mindset where you're willing to do things and allow things that you never would otherwise. And so, of course, the latest with this is the war in Ukraine. And it's another one of these distractions. You could call it a distraction if you want. That's a distraction in one way, but in the other way, you got to keep your eye on it. And this is what we said before Russia invaded Ukraine. We would be talking about the fact that Russia was lining people up on the border of Ukraine, and people would say, stop talking about that. It's a distraction. They're distracting us from COVID. They're distracting us from the immigration collapse. They're distracting us from the fact they're now calling misinformation domestic terror. And yes, they are distracting us from all that. They'd rather not have us talk about that. But at the same time, we said it's a distraction that they could activate at any time. It's a distraction for now, but it's also a threat that you have to actually take seriously and pay attention to. So that's what's happening here with Ukraine. Is, yes, there's a lot of very intense talk meant to force you into a state of fear. Fear is the mind killer, right? That's how they take advantage of you. That's how they know psychologically, this is all one big psyop, right? This is a psychological operation to force you into a mindset where they can take advantage of you. And that is what they're doing with all this talk of nuclear war. But at the same time, the people in power with their fingers on that big red button are the ones saying this. So it's a distraction that could very, very rapidly become real and actually cause the devastation that they themselves seem so eager to bring about. I mean, after all, what do they want? Depopulation. They want America to no longer be the preeminent power in the world. They want all of this stuff that would come about even more rapidly should we be involved in some major war. And so once again, just like COVID-19, just like so many other seemingly random disasters, all of the outcomes, it's your classic problem, reaction, solution paradigm. They bring about these catastrophes. They bring about COVID. They inoculate you with the fear. Then they bring about the vaccine passports and the digital ID and everything they wanted anyway. They're doing the same thing with Ukraine, only this time we're in the danger of nukes flying. We'll get into that more.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Smith sitting in momentarily for Alex Jones. He is in the building and eager, I know, to tackle some of the amazing headlines from today. So he will be replacing me very shortly. No need to worry. I'm as eager as you are to tune into the Alex Jones Show to see Alex Jones break down some of the bombshell information that's been revealed today. So that will be happening very soon. In the meantime, know that you can support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, now more than ever, we are under massive attack with more and more coming down the pipe. We need your help to stay afloat. I've said it many times. I mean, this is like an army on the march. The morale is high. The Legion is willing, but whether we have that supply chain backing us up, that is our limiting factor. That's what determines how far we go. We are, you know, if we're a car, then the engine is great. The wheels are at full pressure. The foot is on the gas pedal, pressing it to the floor. The only thing that determines how far we go is how much gas is in the tank. And it's entirely up to you. I hope that you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. You get 25% off some of our best-selling products that they won't last long, but they're now back in stock. And 25% off. Take advantage of the sales now if you can. Vitamin D3 with calcium gummies. Are available and 25% off. These are back in stock. These sell out fast because who doesn't love gummies and who doesn't love getting your daily dose of vitamin D3 with all the incredible health benefits that it has? Even more, they're figuring out on almost a daily basis, it seems. If you just search vitamin D, you see more and more new articles discussing what a powerful supplement this is for your daily life. And you can get the highest quality at the best price by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And best of all, it is a 360 win where you're funding us as well. Now, let's get into Ukraine and what's going on there. I've got good news and bad news about Ukraine. The good news is it looks like there may be a peaceful solution on the horizon. It looks like the peace talks are finding compromise, and we may be able to see an end to this war without it spiraling into a worldwide global conflict. That's the good news. The bad news is our country and the Western world is run by psychopaths who are very eager to use the justification of war to bring about all sorts of nefarious plans that they wanted to do anyway. That's the bad news. Okay, good news, we might be coming to an end of this. Bad news, we're run by psychopaths. So, of course, the news that came out yesterday that I know Alex dug quite a bit into was that the secret USA CIA training program in Ukraine was exposed by an exclusive at Yahoo News. They helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion, quietly admitting to the fact that we had been arming and training paramilitary groups in Ukraine for a little under a decade there, which really reminds you of nothing more than Afghanistan, right? I was saying during American Journal, wouldn't it be just the most symbolic thing to have like a remake of Rambo? Because obviously Hollywood is completely creatively bankrupt at this point, so they can't come up with their news stories. They got to take advantage of name recognition from successful intellectual property of the past. So maybe they'll remake Rambo. This time it'll be a trans woman playing Rambo, obviously. We got to get that Oscar bid. And maybe at the beginning it'll have a nice little note saying, you know, this film is dedicated to the brave freedom fighters of the Azov Battalion, right? Just like they had the Mujahideen in the early 1980s. It's just we're reliving everything again. All the media is regurgitating, and all of our foreign policy is a regurgitation. So can't you see now, best case scenario in Ukraine, 10, 20 years from now, we have to go to war with the Nazi battalions that we have armed, that are trained and armed with our weapons by our deep state? Can't you just see this becoming another Afghanistan in the same way that we funded the Mujahideen and Osama bin Laden to defeat the Soviet incursion of Afghanistan way back in the day. It's a Groundhog Day of terror. So that was some of the latest news there, revealing that we have in fact been, had our own little involvement in the collapse of Ukraine and the coming about of this war. But nevertheless, Russia and Ukraine, according to Sergei Lavrov, are close to agreeing on neutral status, a peace deal under which Ukraine abandons its NATO aspirations in return for Russian withdrawal and Western security guarantees, appears to inch closer on Wednesday, even as Vladimir Putin's troops are accused of killing people queuing for bread in a northern Ukrainian city. Lavrov says the negotiations are not easy for obvious reasons, but nevertheless, there is some hope of reaching a compromise. Neutral status is now being seriously discussed, along, of course, with security guarantees, which would be nice. Wouldn't this be nice? And it's one of the striking things that you notice if you listen to the Senate hearing with Victoria Nuland or any other hearing or government meeting about Ukraine. Never once does it even enter into conversation what the goals of America are here, that peace could actually be an option on the table? Like, it doesn't even enter into the conception of the people in power that expanding this out, that encouraging this war, that sending more weapons and more people and no-fly zones and airplanes, like, is that the best idea? It's not even in their calculus. It's not a component of the algorithm they're running. They don't care. They have their own agenda. They have their own ideas about what can be gained from this conflict. Never once is the actual condition of the Ukrainian people even enter into conversation. You have, like, Victoria Nuland. Listen to the questions they asked her. It was like, how do we use this war to crack down on cryptocurrencies? Since we know cryptocurrency is having an effect in this war, can we crack down on those? How can we funnel more money to our weapons manufacturers in order to send weapons to Ukraine? How can we use this to bring about digital ID and other things like that? Why are you undermining our attempt to install a puppet president in Venezuela by contacting them? It's like, does anybody want to ask about the people of Ukraine? Anybody want to say, hey, do we want peace or war here? Like, can we actually talk about this? Can we figure this out? What our goal is? Doesn't even enter into the conversation. They have their own prerogatives and priorities, and they have nothing to do with the American people, the Ukrainian people, the Russian people, or anybody other than themselves. And it's a very dangerous game they're playing, a dangerous game of chicken that we are currently involved in. The possibility of nuclear exchange has not just been talked about. It's been brought into reality with Russia upping its nuclear readiness to the second highest level, just under the actual launching of nukes. And according to Sergei Lavrov, the foreign spokesman, foreign minister of Russia, he says, quote, if the West thinks Russia will step back, it does not understand Russia. In other words, they will not be bullied out of this. They will not submit to this just because Amazon and McDonald's and Coca-Cola decide to pull out of their country. They have goals that they think are in line with their national interests, and they will be pursuing them regardless of anything that, some limp-wristed weirdo at the State Department has to say. And again, the good news is, according to Slovenia's prime minister, who visited Zelensky in the Ukrainian capital on Tuesday evening, she told the Guardian that a draft framework was being worked on with Ukraine's president willing to change the country's constitution to drop hopes of NATO membership. Now, that's a key component of Russia's demand. So again, this could be over. War could be over if you want it. There could be a peaceful solution, and we could let the dust settle and focus on the people actually trying to enslave this world in a technocratic control system of absolute domination. But the American authorities, they're not going to let that happen so easily. I'll tell you about it.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. I was thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence, get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, what a brilliant quote to start with. Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will be joining us momentarily. We'll be joining you. I'll be with you, sitting and watching Alex Jones in just a few minutes. No need to worry about that. I've sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility over all forms of tyranny over the minds of man. It's an appropriate quote for this InfoWar, as we have tried to explain over and over. Essentially, the people in power want you to either allow them to do things, or preferably they want your active participation in things that you would never choose to do normally. If you had all the information, if you had the full knowledge of what brought the conditions about that you're now reacting to and what the results of the policies that they're proposing are, you would never go along with this sort of stuff. So how do they get you to go along with it, since we don't live in a communist or Nazi-style authoritarianism where they can just beat you if you disagree? Like, they have to manipulate your mind. So the way they do that is they manipulate perception. They control what information you know and how it's presented to you in order to convince you to do things that you otherwise would never do. And then if you're still not happy with what they're doing, they'll just medicate you. And then you'll be happy, whether you like it or not. That's the promise of the Great Reset. That's the promise of, as Aldous Huxley put it, the ultimate revolution, the revolution beyond which all other revolutions will be impossible. And that is the ultimate goal of the people in power in our country, to bring about this situation where expressing dissent to their demands is inconceivable, not possible, not able to happen, let alone be spread on big tech and mainstream media. And so, of course, as they approach any catastrophe, whether it's natural, whether they brought it about, their concern is not how to rectify the situation, not how to best serve the people that they supposedly represent, but it's how to use these situations to their own ends to carry out their own agenda. And that is becoming overwhelmingly obvious, more and more so, as we're introduced to yet another world-threatening catastrophe in Ukraine, once again brought on, at least in some part, by our own deep state military activities in foreign countries. Yet another example of foreign intervention along the same lines we've seen in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and a dozen other countries before, that inevitably results in the reduction of American power overseas, the bankruptcy and restriction of our rights here at home, and the enrichment of those who are pulling the strings. So, of course, it looks like we may be on the cusp of peace here. We may be on the precipice of a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Ukraine. As they say on both sides, that they're inching closer and closer to a compromise and agreement that would put a stop to the Russian aggression and allow Ukraine to once again be a nation free from foreign influence, either from Russia or from the West. And the UN Security Council is set to vote on this on Friday. It's a Russia-proposed piece of UN legislation. The UN Security Council is due to vote on Friday on a Russian-drafted call for aid, access, and civilian protection in Ukraine. But diplomats say the measure is set to fail because it does not push for an end to fighting or withdrawal of Russian troops. Of course, the people in power aren't very interested in bringing this war to an end. They're interested in profiting from it and continuing it as long as possible or as long as necessary to bring about a digital world ID and whatever else they have in mind. As you see here, U.S. is pressuring India, China, and Egypt over Russia. This one's again, according to Sergei Lavrov, according to the Russian foreign minister. The U.S. is putting pressure on China, Turkey, and a number of other countries due to their cooperation with Russia, saying, quote, "It's just the rudeness that is erupting from Washington. I don't know. It's beyond," he said, commenting on U.S. actions against other countries in a TV interview. "It's even more striking that this kind of blackmail is used against such ancient civilizations as China, India, Egypt, and the demands were made on the same Turks," saying this is a fateful moment, an epical moment, an epochal moment, not sure how to pronounce that, but you get it, a moment of change, a crucible in the history of humanity, because it reflects the battle in the broadest sense of the word and how the world order will look, he said in an interview with RBC TV channel. And I said on American Journal, this really just reminds me of how the American regime treats individuals. They treat countries in the same way, in the same way that if you aren't not just in line and accepting of their narrative and their ideology and their agenda, you have to actually actively participate in it. And if you don't, then you're an enemy. Then you're hurting them somehow. How dare you be on the side of the enemy? If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. I mean, we've been through this all before. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the Iraq War. I mean, we've seen all of this. I thought we would have woken up at this point. And it's nice, isn't it, being on the right side of history, knowing that when those conflicts were going down, We here at InfoWars, Alex Jones, and those who listened to him, such as myself at the time, weren't taken in by the claims of patriotism by the people that got us into those endless war conflicts. Isn't it nice to know that we were right about that and that we're right about this as well? As again, we warn against the foreign intervention and manipulation of other countries by our elites for their own benefit. But hey, what the American people want, not really reflected in what the politicians do. In fact, it took them months and months to send you a $600 check of your own money during the COVID pandemic. They were incapable of scraping together a couple million dollars to build the wall at the southern border or boost our border defenses. They just can't do it. They're trying. They can't come to a compromise. The negotiations are stalling. It's all, bureaucratic mumbo jumbo that sounds like they're really trying so hard to do these things. They just can't. But then when it comes to war, suddenly it's super easy. Suddenly it's 5 minutes in and out. $800 million done. Blank check. Write it. Sign the American people's name to it and send it off to whoever. Now, who cares, right? Nazis, Islamic terrorists. Like, doesn't matter. It's war. It goes into the pockets of our warmongers, of those great American corporations making weapons for all occasions. So write the blank check. No problem. Easy as pie when it comes to spending your money on waging war overseas. Let's go now to clip number three here. This is Joe Biden announcing an additional $800 million in security aid to Ukraine.
And it's clearly helped Ukraine inflict dramatic losses on Russian forces. On Saturday, my administration authorized another $200 million to keep a steady flow of weapons and ammunition moving to Ukraine. Now I'm once again using my presidential authority to activate an additional security assistance to continue to help Ukraine fend off Russia's assault. An additional $800 million in assistance. That brings the total of new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion just this week.
My God. It's just unimaginable amounts of money just signed away. The flick of a wrist. Your money, by the way. Did I mention that? It's your money. It's not theirs. They don't have any money. No, it's all your money. It's your pockets they're going into to fund endless warfare overseas, as they continue to do without break, it seems. All I know is I'm very proud to be a part of an organization that has always stalwartly and intelligently stood against the warmongering of this country and will continue to do it. We'll continue to probably be right about this sort of stuff. And I hope that you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you, I'm all in. I host the American Journal in the mornings. Hope you tune into that, too. But, I'm not going to join Fox News, right? There's no other option for me. Just like there's no other option for Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or anybody else that works in InfoWars. We'll go down with this ship, or we'll stay afloat. And we'll take on the armadas of the globalists, and we'll have victory after victory as long as we have you at our backs supporting us and carrying us through these trying times. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support us. Get stuff you need. It's a 360.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. LINZESS and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to LINZESS. Learn more at LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only winning move is not to fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are playing the game right now. We are caught in the jaws of what could easily become the end of civilization, perhaps all life on Earth as we know it. Alex Jones here back in the cockpit today. I want to thank the great
host of American Journal, Harrison Smith, for sitting in while I was here in the office working on some things that had to be dealt with that were so important and so serious that I could not be on air during the first hour, but was in the office just next door. Let's just talk cold turkey here. There is a worldwide financial collapse already initiated. The Global Cashless Society is prepped and ready and already rolling out. And the controllers want to start big wars and economic crises that they can blame on what's about to happen so they can pose as the savior bringing in the new system, the World Cashless Society, social credit score, carbon tax. Emergency Thursday broadcast. Pope warns nuclear war imminent. Again, Emergency Thursday broadcast. Pope warns nuclear war imminent. Potential end of the world at hand as Hollywood global corporate press demand massive escalation of Western involvement in Ukraine. We're going to go over it all today. We have some big guests as well. I was out in California for 3 days, and it was the most over-the-top trip I've ever been on. Before that, it was California, the Bohemian Grove that I infiltrated and got the footage of with Mike Hansen 22 years ago. That was the strangest thing I ever did. This trip topped it all. And a lot of it I'm not at liberty to get into or talk about. very interesting. And then the rest of it we will break very, very soon. In fact, I might even just start breaking it today because it's going to be breaking it at any time. A lot of big stuff. A lot of big stuff happened. It was wild. And definitely Hotel California. So that's going to be coming up. I wish I could tell you all this stuff, folks. Well, I wish I could tell you everything, but I can't. So just let me assure you that what we're talking about on this broadcast is the zeitgeist, and everybody's watching, and the left and the media can attack us and try to shut us down, and they have no idea that we, not just this broadcast, but all of you, have transcended their new world order, and that their whole system is already defeated. The question is, can they take us with them into the abyss? And that's really the big question. Separately, we can't just give up on life and roll over because of all the censorship, the attacks, the threats of nuclear war, the proxy wars, all the rest of it. Those of us that love God and love justice and love freedom have to know they want us to give up with the COVID lockdowns and give up being told we're non-essential and give up on our children and our husbands and our wives and everybody else and basically go along with the system and just roll over and then let it give us the universal basic income produced and delivered by robots. That's where this is all going. That will be nothing but a living hell and death. Everything we do must be becoming more human again, getting closer to nature again, but while simultaneously understanding and conquering technology as a shield and a sword against those using technology against us. So it's a double-edged operation in my view. And separately, I can tell you that it's a bittersweet thing with all these Democratic Party-funded lawsuits against us and the deplatforming and the attacks and the blackballing and the debanking and all of it, that the people involved mid-level and low-level think they're going to get money, which doesn't exist in any large amounts, and the people on top think they're going to destroy and shut down InfoWars, and that's not going to happen either. But in the timetables and the things that are going on, we need to be focused on being on air and doing interviews and being sitting for important interviews to change world opinion and not be distracted by the globalists. And so to just keep this place operating with our own bandwidth, our own infrastructure, our own satellite uplinks, our own crew, our own everything, our own software had to be built. Everything was taken away. We had to build infrastructure for tens of millions of dollars that, and then millions to update it and upkeep it every quarter just to be able to go out and do what you see here across the country and across the world. So thank you for keeping us on air. But I got to tell you, I'm sitting there looking at the tank on InfoWars almost empty. And then I've got a little reserve tank and that's been taken down by 1/3. And so if you ever were going to buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com, if you ever were going to go to InfoWarsStore.com where it says support and click on that and be a sponsor, make a donation, we'll put a link to the donation page and a live show feed under the video feed. if you were ever going to step up, because a lot of you have already stepped up many times, and I appreciate you. I'm talking to folks that have never bought a product, never given a donation, never spread a video, never supported the show. You're supporting yourself here. And this operation is critical to the future and where we're going, and I appreciate you all for your support. But I'm asking those that have never gotten a T-shirt or never gotten a book or a film or a shortwave radio or any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, I'm asking you now to go there and buy the products, because we haven't raised prices on products, and we haven't done a lot of things, and I'm realizing our prices have gone up because of the inflation and because of the problems. So we're in a paradox where we bring in a lot of money, but most of it is the cost of the products. We brought on a few sponsors that are great, and they've got good product, but it's not up yet to the level to deal with our shortfalls, though it looks like the next few months it will be. So again, we're nip and tuck here. The real reason you should get our products is they're amazing regardless. And we have VasoBeats. It's so good for your cardiovascular system and your heart, and that's so important these days. It's back in stock, 40% off. And we have the Fizzy Magnesium, double magnesium, so good for your body, so good for post-workout and going to sleep at night. Doesn't make you sleep, but it really makes your sleep better. Just so much for your body. It's been sold out for 8 months. It's 25% off. We also have the amazing vitamin D3, highest quality vitamin D3 gummies that taste great. Children love them. Adults love them. Everybody should get theirs. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And BioTris Selenium sold out for like a year, I think. Highest quality from the mustard seed. Vital in all electrochemical activity. It goes like a horse and carriage with iodine. And so if you have either one of those or both of those deficiencies, you're screwed. So it's just as important as iodine. It's back in stock, $17.95. That's 40% off. You will not find any deal anywhere close to BioTrue Selenium, because they got the synthetic selenium that's not even good for you. This is pure organic from the mustard seed, pure selenium. But I would tell you, take the allowance of it. Don't take extra. It's powerful. It'll do amazing things for your body. But it boosts testosterone. So men, if you take it, you might get ready to say bye-bye to your hair if you take more than you're supposed to. So it's that powerful. Selenium is powerful. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it really comes down to that. And you guys have done such a great job. And I'm so thankful for your word of mouth, your prayers, your financial support. But I'm literally running around not able to even do the show, because I've got to go make sure this is transferred and that's done and call the sponsor and get that money. And, I mean, do you want me spending half my time keeping the gas in the tank, or do you want me driving the race car? If you'll just keep that tank closer to full, I don't have to make these pit stops and, you know, basically or blow an engine is the best way to describe it. You just pray for us. You spread the word, and you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And, baby, we're going to win this race, okay? We're in the pole position. There's smoke coming out, and the gas tank's going down, and you can magically fill that tank, and I don't have to pull over. Because that's what getting sponsorship is pulling over. And it takes a lot of time, and I would do that normally. And they're not going to shut jack crap down, by the way. We got the whole sponsorship model and so much more. It's just that the fight is so intense, I don't need to be at the ammo factory, to use a war analogy, loading up the ammunition for the peaceful revolution of information to fire the truth bombs and then fighting the combat on the front lines. I need the fuel now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.